I did not ask Pat Harris, lead director of Hard Knocks, if Hard Knocks would be going to the Killers concert on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills camp schedule, they have the blue and red on Friday. So tomorrow practice. Then Friday's the blue and red, which is back here in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, the Killers play very close to training camp.
Yep.
Like 20 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if the Bills players are going to be going. They will be practicing Sunday, August 3rd. So you'd presumably, after the blue and red, maybe drive back to Rochester on Saturday?
Yeah.
That practice is 11:15 in the morning. So I don't know. But the Killers, Saturday. I am not going to that concert.
I am going. Oh, I guess I'm not going to the drone show for the Bisons because I am going to that show.
I am not.
I've never seen them live. Very excited.
They're great. I've seen them live. I keep saying the answer is four times. I think I've seen them live four times.
Yeah.
And I had tickets, and we bowed out and sold these tickets because we had a conflict.
Yeah.
So I'm not going, and I'm sad about that, but I'm actually not sad. Like, the decision was the Killers or our street has a block party this weekend, and we love it.
Right.
And I don't want to miss that. It's too important to my kids, too important to me. It's too much fun, so having seen them four times, I bowed out.
I wonder if the Bills roster, they know Mr. Brightside because of the stadium. I wonder if the Killers are a little early now for a lot of the players.
Yeah.
Mike Evans said this week?
Like, they know the song, but they don't love the band?
They might not know. I wonder how many other songs they would know.
Right.
Mike Evans yesterday got asked what he considers old head music. Was it oldies or how was it exactly? What is old for music? When he said old music, he said like early 2000s. That's Mike Evans, who is
That is old music.
32 years old. Like for me, like the Killers maybe just make my wheelhouse, and like the average age of these Bills players is younger than me by multiple years. So I wonder if we're just around at that cutoff.
I also found out the Killers, so they're in Canandaigua on Saturday, and they're in the Falls on Sunday, which I did not know.
I did not know that either.
I'm not going to that one either.
Like, I would be the second oldest player in the Bills. So all those guys are younger.
The oldest player on the Bills is...
There's three guys over 30. 30 or older.
Only three, huh?
Yep.
Who are the oldest?
Think you can name them? Who are the three Bills, the three, 30 years old?
All right, instant trivia. The three oldest Bills.
Yes.
We found our way to instant trivia. How about
that?
Yes,
we did.
Boy, who are the three oldest Bills?
Wait a minute. That was offense only. ESPN, what are you doing to me? This is why I shouldn't use them. There are three players on offense that are 30 years old. Okay. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on defense. So I'm not the second oldest. I'd be like the fifth oldest.
Yeah, like is Trey 30?
Trey is 30.
Okay, got one of those. Also, 30 and older. So there are 9 Bills players over 30.
Yeah.
Is Bosa? Yeah, Bosa is.
Bosa is 30.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is Milano?
31. There's one guy on here that I wouldn't expect to make the team.
Ogunjobi.
Ogunjobi will make the team. He's 31.
Just going defense right now. Just going defense.
Okay.
Milano, Bosa, Ogunjobi. Three more guys over 30.
Mm-hmm. You have two more on defense.
Okay, two more on
defense. Two more on defense and three on offense.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm patrolling.
Including the oldest Bill at 33 years old.
On the defense.
Yes.
Are these very obvious?
No. This guy's been here a minute.
One guy been here a minute. Shaq Thompson.
Shaq Thompson's 31. He's the one I'd said like probably doesn't make the team, but maybe. We'll see. 33, though, you still got to get. He's been here for a few years.
A few years, 33.
Mm-hmm. He plays.
He plays. Wow, this shouldn't be that hard. Is Reed Ferguson over 30? He's been here forever.
Oh,
I'm adding a special teamer. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, he is 31.
Okay.
This player is, you know, he doesn't come top of mind when you think of the defense.
I have an answer here. Do you want a little
go
help?
Ahead.
Yeah.
Daquan Jones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
33 years old.
Yep.
He's the oldest Bill. And then you're missing three on offense.
Three offensive players over 30. Is Dawkins 30?
31.
Josh turns 30 soon. He's not yet.
No, next May he turns 30.
Yeah, this year. So in the next year, Josh turns 30.
But everyone will collectively realize, oh, he's 30. We don't have a Super Bowl yet.
Trubisky.
Or maybe they will have a
Super Bowl. Trubisky is 30.
Trubisky is 30.
And
you don't have to stray too far from
Mike White?
Mike White.
Okay.
Mike White is 30.
You're 30-year-old Bills.
Their average age has got to be like mid-20s.
Veteran
team. They're probably one of the older teams in the league still.
Tyler in West Seneca has called in. Hey, Tyler. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Morning.
I just wanted to talk. You guys were talking about what award you guys think the Bills have the best chance at getting this year.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out, what about Tre'Davious White with comeback player of the year?
Yeah, I wonder.
He wasn't hurt last year, though.
He's still coming back from injuries.
Yeah. So that might be tricky. Also, what level of play do you need to see from Trey White for him to win Defensive Player of the Year? Doesn't he have to be as good as
no,
he was?
No, he's saying Comeback Player of the Year.
Comeback Player of the Year. Yes. How good does he have to be? Does he have to be as good as he was before the injuries to win that award?
Yeah.
Probably. And that's if they don't, you know, get tricky with, like, well, he didn't really come back this year. He came back last. DeMar Hamlin didn't win it last year after starting for a full season. They didn't give him the first year because he didn't play. So they didn't consider last year his comeback, although I do think he got some votes still.
He was nominated 2 years in a row.
Right, last year, because I think the people that didn't vote for him the first year voted for him last year.
And then
the people that didn't,
so right. They switched.
Right, because half, if, he, or not
you know
even
what?
Half, some people considered the comeback to be him just getting back
right
on the field at all, and other people considered the comeback to be him actually playing.
They should give him a comeback player of the year on aggregate. A two-year span, Hamlin wins comeback player of the year on aggregate.
I'm into that. I mean, they should really just name the award after him, honestly.
Yes.
Comeback player of the year favorites. Aiden Hutchinson is the favorite.
Yep.
Dak Prescott, Christian McCaffrey. That is going to be very difficult for Tre'Davious White to compete with, I would say.
Yeah, Hutchinson's a really strong candidate.
J.J. McCarthy on here is nonsense because he's not playing yet.
He's coming back from an injury.
But he wasn't here yet. Sure, that's right. Who's coming back? Nick Chubb, also on this list. Diggs is on this list.
Okay. Diggs might have a good look at it. He was having a fine season in Houston.
Yep.
And ACL, and he's back. And if he's
their number one receiver,
if he's their leading receiver, he's got to look at that. He really does.
1,000 yards, 5 to 6 touchdowns. He'll be in the race for it. It's about what he was on pace for last year.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550.
I asked you a question in the break about Diggs, so because I was looking like at potential trivia. Diggs is by far the player that has caught the most passes from Josh Allen in his career. 445. Will anybody ever pass him? Anybody ever pass that number? Passes caught from Josh Allen, 445.
Yes.
And you think Shakir has a look at it?
Yes.
He is at 125.
Okay.
320 receptions away.
He just got extended.
He did.
Yep. I think Shakir will pass that number. And if he doesn't...
Because really, like, what do you have last year? 70 catches? 80 catches for Shakir? He had 76 catches. If he does that every year going forward, he'll get there in 4 years, mm-hmm. 4.5 years. But that's if he maintains what he did last season. No injuries,
no
decline in play.
No increase in play.
No increase in play. And
or productivity.
You know. And then he would get there.
Yep. I think he will. I think he'll pass Diggs.
Then he's a staple. That's a year to year. I mean, they paid him for that.
Waiting on Hairston news. Do we find out today?
I
think the more time that goes by, I'm just going to keep saying it, I think it's good news. Because then McDermott's update on Thursday morning is not as bad as we feared. Mm-hmm. Happy to get out with it. Because if he's just out, they don't have to talk about that. They could, it's just a statement. Like, that would just be, yeah, we looked at it and it's done. You say it. You put it out.
I don't know how. Like, the two examples in my head are the things that, like, I don't know about the Kohu taking 4 days, 5 days to have an announcement, and then he's out. And Vaughn years ago being 13 days before we find out, and he's out. I wonder. That's whether there's time being passed actually ends up being a good thing. I don't even know if they could tell. If his knee is swollen, can they just not tell 100%? I don't know how that works.
Do you have any idea what number they are at in the NFL's top 100?
No.
Is there anything I've ever been more right about than the NFL going to two players per day, meaning the entire series dies?
Right. Like, it should be over, right? They should already be, like, this should be the week of the top 10.
It should be over, or it should be starting. It should be 10 on Mondays, and let the content monsters go after it.
Yeah.
Two per day for 2 months, 3 months, a colossal mistake. Nobody even knows who's listed.
Are they in the 30s yet?
No, they're in like the 60s.
The 60s?
Yep.
This is the slowest process ever. I have no idea. Has there been another bill?
No.
I feel like that's how I would
know.
The
only way you would find out is if a bill made the list. Yeah. Brian Thomas Jr. made it. Ladd McConkey made it. Malik Nabers made it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think like who else I met. I know. I just know those guys.
Tua made it, didn't he?
Maybe Coleman makes it next year. I'll take that. You want to?
Bet me on that?
No, I wouldn't bet it.
Oh, okay.
I kind of wanted to say, like, I came into the season saying the goal is to have more players on the NFL's top 100.
Yeah.
And what do you want for Keon Coleman? Land at number 86. Deal.
Yeah. They're at number 57.
57. Who was the last two players?
Nick Bosa and Joe Mixon.
There you go.
And before that, Matthew Stafford and Cooper DeJean, who also was being talked about as a Bills draft pick last year.
Yes, he was. Maybe they considered it. They want Cole Bishop. All right, 803-0550. Extendo Sports and then Sal in for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show at 10.